Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The media cycle depends on things moving quickly. So fast that outrage is quick, it's momentary. And then you're on to the next issue. And I and the Wimkin team, we were talking about this very thing because we need to slow down the feed. It's like drinking from a fire hose. When you have 300,000 to 500,000 people a day on your site, and they're posting things all the time, and millions on the site monthly, the scroll is so fast. An amazing article may last only a few seconds, and then it's way down in your feed, far too far down to care. So people get partial information. Headlines are the most important part. Boom, you know, so-and-so did this, said this, whatever. And as you probably know, headlines don't usually tell all the story. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I think about how kids have to learn today. Kids today, and we hear this term a lot, right? It's a generational term. Because kids of every generation behave stupidly. That's what kids do. And while I take nothing away from the cultural change from back in the old days, I do know what kind of kid I was and what kind of kids my friends were. And we weren't nearly the pansies that kids are today. Honestly, it's not even a close stretch to say that our women are far more manly than their so-called men, regardless of political ideology. And I speak for many Americans when I say that I look at kids today and I shake my head. And I say, every generation of older people say this about the kids, but we have the most solid ground to stand on. Kids today, folks, have few reasons to complain. If we begin with the most important thing, your life and your death, they were never drafted. Now, I wasn't either, so I can admit that I'm part of that generation, but I was in that cusp, because, you know, anybody that's a generation, generation older than I am, in other words, my parents type, they would have been drafted, and the few, in comparison to other generations who do serve now, they volunteered to be in the military. And while entering no war is easy, so I mean no disrespect to the Gulf War vets, the warriors of today fought in the easiest wars in American history, and with the best equipment. Stealth fighters, laser-guided missile systems, I mean, come on. More people probably died in one day in World War II than died in the entirety of the Gulf War. And Vietnam vets didn't have it easy. My father-in-law was one. When one considers what kids have today in just regular society, the stark difference shines like 1,000 suns between us and them. Almost every generation can brag that things got better than the previous generation. But there is no comparison between a 40-year-old, what a 40-year-old person experienced in his or her youth today versus yesterday. And don't even get me talking about 50-year-old or 60-year-old. Compare this to any other generation. It is the largest gap in human history. Take medicine, for example. people today are practically bionic. I don't even want to know what's going to be the next generation. We'll get to that in just a bit. But look at the artificial knees, the artificial hips. I have a friend, he sells artificial equipment, and he when we're talking to, your aunt, she's got a generation such and such. Today, Kevin, it's even better. It's more like what they did in Terminator. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, you never have to take these. They used to have to replace these artificial, limbs every. He's like, nah, not anymore. We're much better. And it's not small gains. These guys are making amazing strides. But that's just artificial knees and hips. What about open heart surgery? Melissa had to have a heart thing done. Normally they would have to crack your chest. Well, they probably couldn't even do it, to be honest with you. But her surgery, it costs a pretty penny. But they did this by going through a vein in her leg, cauterizing this bad part of, heart, bad signal that was taking her heart rate up to massive numbers. And bada bing, bada boom, she's out of there in a day surgery. And those are just some basics. We have mapped the human genome, and within a decade, it wouldn't surprise me if we've cured cancer, sickle cell, whatever. As long as the pharmaceutical companies want a cure, because let's face it, they like giving you the meds. They don't like curing anything. But I think we could probably surmise that if you've mapped the human genome and you've been studying a problem, you can probably figure out how to fix it. The question is, will they fix it? In technology, the advances are nothing short of astronomical. You guys have often heard me talk about smartphones. Doing the work of what used to be considered supercomputers. Your phone, everybody has a supercomputer in the palm of their hand. Actually, you have five of them. Most phones have five massive computers. Any one of them, NASA would have absolutely given a kidney from every astronaut to have access to a cell phone. You have, in a single device, unlimited entertainment. Forget the concept of television. Unlimited entertainment. You got YouTube, Rumble, Joe Blow, this, that, and the other. Every cable channel's on there. Cable, I remember going from three channels to going to 18 channels and thinking life was so amazing at that time. I was the happiest kid on the planet when they went to cable. So I could have more than three channels. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about kids today, but I'm making the bigger point. So hang in there with me, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Kids today. We've talked about medical. We've talked about some technology. And I said, you know, phones have replaced so much. The technology in your phone, the memory, the computer processing power. But what about your camera? I talked about this many times on this show. I said I used to carry a video camera and a camera. And when I had my briefcase, when I was in business, I had a voice recorder, things like that to record meetings. I have all that in my camera, in my phone. My smartphone has apps that will listen to a music, a radio, and go, this is a song, and put it in my Spotify library. Remember when you used to wait on the radio to hear the name of a song, and the DJ wouldn't tell you what it was, and you'd be like, ah! And you had to wait to see if you could hear it again? No longer. Don't even get me started on apps that your phone can do. You need a flashlight? Use your phone. You need a magnifying glass? Use your phone. You get what I'm saying? The camera on your phone is better than most cameras. Think about 20, 30, 40 years ago. Whatever the camera you had, your cell phone camera is better. I don't even have to guess. You know how much money I spent in cameras thinking I had? Ooh, I got the latest and the greatest. 64 kilobytes of memory. I mean, are you kidding? These things are boat anchors. The picture quality of a regular cell phone rivals the best cameras. And don't even get me started on video cameras. The video cameras on smartphones can make movies. And who cares about your IQ? How smart you are. You know how smart you are? You're the smartest person in the world as long as you got battery power in your phone. Because you can look anything up. You want to learn all about Jean-Paul Sartre and Nietzsche? Have somebody quote something. You go, I don't even know what that's from. You look it up and it goes, that's Shakespeare. It was from Taming of the Shrew, second act, part three, whatever. Desdemona said it. You can tell what I know about Shakespeare from just that little interchange. But you get what I'm saying. Why do I need to learn anything? I got it all at my fingertips. And what about this AI revolution? We've graduated from printed dictionaries and encyclopedias. An AI can interpret an encyclopedia for you and write your PhD dissertation, probably in your own voice. What am I talking about here? Why are we talking about this? Surely, folks, with all these advances, kids should be better in all ways. No more drugs? Why would you use drugs? Yeah, I guess the drug is TikTok, right? Or the drug is Instagram. But they still use them. And in fact, we've graduated from pot and cocaine and meth and heroin, okay, to designer drugs that, I mean, I don't even know what they are. Old Quaaludes are like, what? What is it, Molly? And I'm sure there are others. So it isn't, don't do drugs. We should have graduated in our way of thinking to say, why would I do a drug when I have all this stuff? Drugs were meant to help you expand your imagination. Look on TV. There, what more can your imagination be expanded when you can watch somebody fly around in a squirrel suit and fly through canyons? And it's not even fake. We're not talking Chris, what's his face? The magic dude. Or Blaine. David Blaine. Or Chris Angel. That's who I was trying to think of. We're not talking about this. We're talking about people jumping off of a mountain and you can, with a GoPro camera on, and you can live as if you're doing it yourself. And we have, virtual reality glasses that'll make you feel like you're flying through with them. You want a LSD experience? You don't have to take it. Just put on your goggles and go trip with somebody that did it. You don't even have to live there crazy. You can just experience it and go, ooh, I never want to do that. Knowledge of the world at your fingertips. An AI that can translate that knowledge into anything you want. You think kids would be better. You think there'd be no more bullying. Why would you bully? You don't even have time to bully. We should have produced, folks, the happiest, healthiest, brightest people in the history of man. But that's not the case. Kids use more drugs today than ever. They bully at the same level. And what about school shootings? These happen far more today than they did in the past. You don't have to look that far back. You want to know when school shootings really started to come into vogue? Oh, I don't know, probably around 1980, when the federal government took over education and leftism creeped in. Leftism, Democrats, whose fault is it? That's what I keep asking. Whose fault is this education system that is breeding discontent, brooding, suicidal kids. Instead of taking advantage of all the technology and all the information available and catapulting themselves into the next great frontier, kids today have regressed. Fertile minds are intentionally stagnated and then conditioned to, are you ready? Hate. Worse, conditioned to kill. These kids are being programmed to kill. And I'll ask it to you this way. When is the last time you heard of a transgender person who went into a school and shot it up? Prior to the two that have happened recently. When is the last time? Please. My audience is pretty big. I'll put it to you this way. I'm going to go ahead and answer for me. I've never heard of it. So why is it happening? Transgender people didn't shoot things up a decade ago. Certainly two or three decades ago. They just blended in. But law enforcement officials in Colorado arrested a transgender individual with a communist manifesto because he was planning mass shootings at schools and churches in the area. Another transgender person doing this. Me and a friend were talking about it and saying, what are they trying to do? Replace the black teenager as the worst criminals on the planet? What's wrong with these people? Well, let me tell you. The answer is leftism. They don't know who they are. And they're striking out at society because society promises them everything. You just make this transition and everything's going to be good. Forget about those square conservatives. You go do you, girl, boy, whatever you decide you want to be. And they don't know who they want to be. So they just shoot everything around them.
Radio Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Today's mass shootings at a bank in Louisville, Kentucky. Very personal for Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
I have a very close friend that didn't make it today. And I have another close friend who didn't either. And one who's at the hospital that I hope is going to make it through.
Beshear's friends were among the four dead and eight wounded in the shootings inside Old National Bank. Police say the shooter was an ex-employee. Word of another shooting in Louisville. One dead, another wounded outside a community college. The shooter still at large. The Nashville City Council is holding a meeting this afternoon to possibly reinstate expelled House member Justin Jones. In Shelby County, near Memphis, the Board of Commissioners is set to vote Wednesday whether to reinstate Justin Pearson. Students at Rutgers University in New Jersey are being told to go to classes and complete their assignments, even though their professors are now on strike. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about kids today, what's breeding this discontent, this animosity, if you will, towards the world. And if you're expecting leftists to solve this problem, you forget about it. They create it. They pretend to solve it, but it's never going to get solved because the processes that they're using to solve it are breeding malcontents, people that hate society. They hate everything that's going on. We can talk about what happened in San Francisco, these attacks there. This .com guy got killed, or Cash App guy, I think, isn't it, the company he started. He was visiting San Francisco, and he got killed, stabbed. Unbelievable. We've got all these transgender folks out there now, mostly guys who become women. And one of the interesting things about that is you'll see no calls for toxic masculinity to be addressed. But that's another story for another day. But this person, mass shooter, he was planning to shoot various schools, I believe, in the Nashville area. And he's a male transition to a female that uses she, her pronouns, according to the story. I mean, this is, you want to figure out how you're going to make people mad? Here are my pronouns, she, her, and you know, you look like a dude to me. So anyway, fella, oh, how dare you? Oh, you know, these people just go crazy. Have you seen the rants of these people when you mispronoun them? Did you ever in your life think, if I mispronounce somebody, they'll want to shoot me or they'll be mad at me because I mispronounced them? If I said this to you a decade ago, you would have looked at me and said, Kevin, are you... Yo, Kevin has got a problem. Let's just maybe take a closer look at him. He's talking about people saying they're going to have pronouns. And there'll be 70 genders. Whatever. This guy was going to target churches, schools, etc. And a family member turned this 19-year-old kid in. Why are you going to target schools? You want to know why? Because this kid got bullied and didn't know how to handle it. This kid made all kinds of choices. And supposedly, the Democrats have taught everybody, now listen, we all are good people and blah, blah, blah. No, we're not. We're going to do what we do as human nature, and kids are going to do what kids do. Kids are going to make fun, poke fun, and there's all levels of escalation. Bully, beat each other up, all these things. And you know what it does? It preps you for life. But there's no more prepping for life. Oh, no. And kids that get bullied, you know what they tend to do? They go to their parents, and their parents say, okay, well, here's what we're going to do.
As much as some people hate this, I can tell you. I can tell you right now. I have a friend. He came home. His mom watched him get bullied all the way home. She took him. She brought him home. I'm not going to say who because he might not want me to let the story out. His mom took him right back out, said, you go outside. Either you fight that kid that's bullying you, or when you come home, you're going to fight me. And the kid goes, I didn't want to fight my mama. So he went outside. You know, the next day, he went to school, and he figured, I got nothing to lose. It's either mama or him. And when that kid bullied him, he beat the dog crap out of him. Now, some of you might not have handled the situation that way. But that's what this guy did. Very successful man. I won't tell you who. But he said, my mama said, if you don't go fight for yourself, you're going to come home and fight me. And that's all it took. Is that the answer for every kid? No, no. I'll tell you what it would have been for me. Same thing. Because if once you fight a bully, that's the end of it. If they know you're willing to fight, they stop bullying you. And you know what life is about? When people know you're going to solve problems, they leave you alone. They go, let him do it. He'll get at it. And this is on the job or anywhere else. If somebody bullies you, somebody, well, blah, blah, blah. And you go, well, I'll tell you what. They go, ooh, he's not to be messed with or she's not to be messed with. This guy was an amazing human being. Police said the home had trash piled up all around the house, made it almost impossible to walk inside. Containers with half-eaten food, mold growing on the inside of numerous alcohol beverage containers laying around the house. He had punched walls in the house, ripped the door off the hinges. Yeah. So I'm sure the FBI knew all about him and didn't do anything because there were probably far too many parents to go after. Yep. Transgender. Let's just make everybody understand, oh, you can be whatever you want to be, but don't make no mistake about it. You're going to be suicidal, and you're probably going to want to take a few people out with you on the way out. I say to women out there, real women, you're going to need to grow a pair. And yes, I am talking about male genitalia. You're going to need to grow a pair. And I know this action flies in the crotch of what real women might find necessary to solve the problem. But I say to these ladies, man up. And if that concept challenges your sensibilities, then real women in America should understand the competition, the hairy underarm crowd, manned up literally. Feminists have enlisted the help of these former men, these transsexual men turned women, and the two factions have joined together, folks, to rage war against real women. Which brings up the interesting point that I mentioned earlier. Can trans men be toxically masculine? Imagine if a real man chased a woman, a feminist, not a woman, a feminist, into a bathroom and held her hostage for 3 hours. I would consider that behavior toxically masculine. And that is a reality that happened to Riley Gaines, a real woman who got ambushed last week by a trans activist. Let me just call him what it was, an LGBTQ thug. Who attacked her? She ran for her life and was forced to hide. Wait on people to rescue her. There for 3 hours. That's kidnapping as far as I'm concerned. I don't have a toxic masculinity meter. Not one on me anyway. But I'm betting that the action by this so-called trans activist, which is just, as I said, a thug, would dang near peg that meter. And as for the masculinity of this person, well, I suspect that both the trans activist thug and that male swimmer who beat Ms. Gaines are both loaded with masculinity. But here's what's interesting. There's not a single outcry from the vagina hat wearing Me Too crowd over these obvious cases of toxic masculinity. A guy who says, I'm not swimming with the dudes. I'm going to go swim with these girls. and I'm going to whoop their butts. Metaphorically speaking, of course. And he kicks Gaines' butt. And how dare she get upset about it? And then the trans activist, another dude, says, she can't complain about this. How dare that woman complain? I'm going to chase her. I'm going to try to brutalize her. I'm going to chase her, make her run for her life, pin her in a closet. And then I don't know if you heard all the people outside, but I heard they were at saying things like, we should make her give all of us $10 or something crazy. Or we'll make her late for her plane. They were trying to delay her. Yeah, where's the Me Too crowd? Apparently, folks, as long as you pretend to be a woman, you can keep your naughty bits and not be considered toxically masculine, even when you behave toxically masculine. I'll put it to you this way. I've been toxically masculine my whole life. I'm going to go ahead and admit it, because I exude masculinity. Oh, yeah, I'm the poster child. I make masculinity look sexy. Toxic masculinity is the sexiest kind, too. They put it in perfumes. So I completely own it. All right? And fellas, be careful. Everybody can't, as my grandfather would say, everybody ain't able. But I own it. But I will tell you this. I have never chased a woman into a room and held her hostage and said, I'll make her late for a plane. I'll make her pay me money. I've never done it. And as I said, I'm the poster child for conservative version of toxic masculinity. So, to be clear, folks, fake women target real women, and there's no repercussions. Gaines felt the wrath of the LGBTQIA simply because this real woman fights to protect the rights of real women. She finished second to this fake female swimmer. And not only is she fighting for the rights of swimmers, she's fighting for the rights of women in all sports. And I want to reiterate, leftist women are supporting her.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Sick of you? I'm sick of all the I'm done with it. I'm going to start kicking some serious. Do you hear me?
Yes.
My foot's going to be so far up your it's going to dangle out your nose.
Every time I hear that clip, I can't help but chuckle. That is a frustrated bus driver at some hooligans on the bus. And we're not talking about some inner city kids here. We're talking about what probably it's like suburb kids. One of the things I talked about earlier was kids today. And we segued into real women needing to stand up. There's a real woman standing up, saying to these kids, enough is enough. Here's part two of that, because she issued a pseudo-apology.
I'm sorry the way this went down. I truly am. I do apologize for my actions on that day. But I won't take it back.
I love this lady. They gave her a GoFundMe, raised, I don't know, 50, 60 grand for help her get off that bus and go on into her twilight years. And I really enjoy when people say, I relish in the idea of people that say, I acted maybe what would be considered, you know, in bad decorum, if you will, but I'm not taking it back. Good for her. So, hooligans are raised when feminists and leftists are involved. That's when you get hooligans. They emasculate men. Men, look at how men, the male behaves in a, whether it's nature or whatever. I saw this video of a kid, he and his mom staged it. And she says something to him, and he says, I'm not going to do it, just shut up. And you, in the background, his dad is up and in his face, and he can see him like in a mirror, and he says, Dad, we're just kidding. That's what fathers do. They make sure that, you know, things stay on target. And I can tell you, I've done very similar things with all my boys. You teach a level of respect. And that's not to say kids won't be kids. And I understand this lady's frustration, and that's probably been going on for quite some time in terms of the level of frustration that kids can bring on to people. But kids today and leftists today have created these kids that, sadly, I mean, look, you got your own experiences, and maybe you're one of these one-offs that you've got the perfect kids in the perfect situation, or maybe you haven't seen kids behave as I've seen them behave, or I've seen the videos. And even I'm just going to tell you, I've seen kids firsthand doing things that I shake my head at. But it's gotten worse. It really has. So going back to these LGBT kids and these shoot 'em up folks, you got to ask yourself, what's the real agenda of leftism and what's the real agenda of the feminists? Because if helping women is the goal, they've certainly screwed it up. If helping society is the goal, they've certainly screwed it up. So, real men have come to the rescue. You know, those of us who've been accused of being toxically masculine, we're the ones saving the planet. We're the ones sounding the alarm bells. We're the canaries in the coal mine going, look, this isn't going to work. Especially as it pertains to the LGBT community and the transsexuals who are coming over and doing these, committing these heinous crimes. I don't, look, maybe there's a study. How many women convert to men and then do these negative things? Shoot up schools. I don't know, become bank robbers. I haven't heard of it. In most of the cases, it seems like when it's a guy who becomes a woman. So, we're the ones fighting for the rights of women. And I'm gonna give you guys a little data point. Real men have always valued real women. Even before we had to use the adjective real to separate actual women from the brain-damaged body dysphoric. Real men exalt women, always have, and always will. And I suspect that fake women and feminists hate that they can't be real women. Thus, they would be subject to the adulation of real men. Now, I've always contended that feminists take their girly men as boyfriends and husbands, but they seek real men when it comes to their actual pleasure. But I digress. Now, what else can we do? Can real women come to the rescue of women? Yes, and that is what this lady Gaines, Riley Gaines, was attempting to do. Riley Gaines said, you know what? I'm going to stand up for women. This bus driver who's been disrespected because these little hooligans don't know how to treat women, she said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stand up for me as a woman. I'm going to make these kids respect me. And she went off on this expletive rant, expletive-filled rant, you know, calling what they were. The funniest part, she said, I'm going to put my foot so far up your butt, my ankle is going to dangle out of your mouth or something like that. I love that. That's one I'd never heard. My ankle's going to dangle out of your mouth. Too funny. Anyway, there's another lady that's speaking out, too. And I suspect there's going to be even more. And by the way, folks, when I talk about this rift between the left, there's a big rift between college-educated women who've worked their way and pride themselves on being women. You know, they can lactate, they got ovaries, and they're proud of being real women. They may not say it, but there's a big rift between them and these so-called women, these fake women. Anyway, Olympic legend Sharon Davies, she wants to boycott Nike over its campaign with trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Bud Light, have you seen? I mean, you have to have seen these commercials by now. Yeah, I find it interesting that we live in a time where it is now considered brave to speak up on behalf of biological women. And the focus on trans fascinates me. Of all things that a nation should be focused on, folks, this rate's pretty much at the bottom. We're told about the rights of the trans community. And I'd like somebody to explain this. What rights are they missing? Nobody is stopping them from being freaks. You want to be a freak? Be a freak. I liken them to people who now tattoo their entire bodies. It's your body. You can do as you wish. But when I was growing up, if you had visible tattoos, it was a negative. Now, if you have visible tattoos, nobody cares. But I don't remember a tattoo lobby. I don't remember people going, man, the rights of the tattooed people, this is pathetic how we're treated like second-class citizens. And they were. The tattooed people were treated like pariahs to some degree. And there was a reason for it. Most of the time, it was prisoners who tattooed themselves. Or the occasional woman. But if you wore a lot of tattoos, people kind of looked at you like, why are you doing that to your body? It has stigma. But I will tell you, I don't remember anybody, oh, well, I couldn't get a house because I was tattooed. I couldn't get a job because I was tattooed. I will bet you money that the tattooed were discriminated against. I will bet you money. But nobody cared. I mean, life went on. But what happened is the tattooed now are recognized. Nobody cares. I've seen guys with neck tattoos. People, I saw a guy the other day had tattoos up to his jawline. It's probably been a month or so ago. But he had tattoos up to his jawline. He was gainfully employed. To be honest with you, it's tough to find people not tattooed these days. I'm one of the few. Not only am I a pure blood, I don't have a tattoo on my body. So, you get what I'm saying? Things have a way of turning the way they need to go when people just let it happen organically. But look at what we've got here. We got a situation where, you know, women are real women are having to fight for their rights over this nonsensical stuff of transsexuals. And there's a faction of people out there who want to make this a real thing. It's fascinating. We're transfixed. Pun intended. Anyway, they're not missing any rights. We're not taking anything from them. Welcome to the human race, people. That's all I can say.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.